the money in the world couldn't buy you none. All the friends in the world couldn't help you none. All the loving in the world couldn't get you none. You're the only one in the world that can get it done.
Jody Rafool is just about to release his latest album, 9 Weigle Street, Leamington, Ontario. 10 years in the making, it's the story of his life so far, an collection of true stories of love, loss, trials and triumphs, with an emphasis on family. Often thought of as Canada's answer to Bruce Springsteen, Jody Rafool has built a very successful career as a working-class pop-rock singer-songwriter, who is as much at home in a small club as on the big stage. The Jody Rafool Band will be performing 3 CD release shows at the Bank Theatre in his hometown of Leamington through the weekend of Friday, November the 30th to Sunday, December the 2nd, with Jody's son Billy Rafool, who is developing his own career out in LA, opening the show, and it's my great pleasure to welcome Jody Rafool to Folk Roots Radio. How are you doing today, Jody?
I'm doing wonderful, Jen. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
Well, I'm always in my happy place when I'm in front of a microphone. But having you join me to chat about this new album is wonderful. This sounds like a very special project for you.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's real. It's my life in the last 10 years. It's been 10 years since I've... 10 years, basically, to right around this time since I released the last record. It's been a long time.
And a lot of change in those 10 years, I guess.
Oh, goodness. So, you know, three more kids. I got remarried, you know, and we did it all backwards. We had the kids first. But anyway, yeah, you know, it's been amazing. Like I said, it's real life. I always say, you know, one of the coolest things about not having a record deal, if you will, is not having some label head tell you what you have to do when you have to do it. And, you know, that song's not going to work or this song's not going to work. And my music, for that reason, is kind of like bittersweet. It's always been autobiographical, if you will. You know, so it's always been real.
The first track we played was the first track from the album. That is Feel Your Own Love, which is kind of a fitting way to start out an interview like this, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, it was written at a time where I was very down, you know, and everybody goes through it, you know. But I'm grateful to have my family and good friends. And, you know, I've got a huge family. And, you know, pulling you up, say, get up. Keep your head up. You know, this kind of stuff happens. You know, you got to face the day, you know, and you got to forgive yourself. You got to love yourself. You have to feel your own love. And then boom, you know, that's where the song comes from.
Now, this album was recorded, I think, at home as well, right? In your home studio?
Yeah, we started recording May of 2015. It took us 2.5 full years. We recorded 32 songs. There's another record that's done as well. That'll be coming out in July.
I heard about that as well. Can you give us any information on what that one's going to be like?
Yeah, well, this record and that record basically are my life in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Plus a few other little things, but these songs on this, on Nine Waggle Street are just basically like true life things that happen to me, you know, as I'm coming through. The next album is called Be More. It's kind of got a multiple meaning to the record or to the title. Excuse me, Be More is really my entire union with my wife Bridget and how it started and to where we are. It's like so it also happened at the same time. But you can't write everything on the same record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, I get excited when I have people come in and say, "Well, you know, I've actually got another album coming out as well as the one we're just talking about."
It's more like a love story. The next record.
Oh, that's nice.
It feels good. It, the whole project feels good. I've been, you know, smashing away on the drums and inside their living room. I swear you could hear it at the cop station down the way, you know. It was pretty cool.
Your career has been pretty interesting. I mean, you work tremendously hard, over 200 gigs a year. We mentioned that you're as comfortable playing a small club as getting out on a big stage. At this point in your career, it must be kind of nice to be able to make an album like this. I mean, there is a certain reflective aspect to this.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And the reward is, I can't even tell you how rewarding it is to get it out. And it's like writing a book. It's like having the avenue to write a book, you know, about your life. And you're getting it off your chest. You're getting it out. People are relating to it. And it's musical. I mean, what more could I ask for? I mean, I now know at 51 years old that it's not about... It's not about the dough, you know. It's more about, you know, it's more about the journey. And, you know, you realize that and you hear that cliche all the time when you're younger. You know, don't forget to have a good time. I'm always telling my kids, you know, Billy and Peter, both my older boys that are in the music business, it's the ride, it's the ride, it's the ride. I'm telling them, it's the ride, it's the ride. They probably understand that a little better than I did when I was their age. You know, I'm sure they do. But there's a point where it really clicks and the cliche actually means something. There's a reason why you hear that cliche all the time. It's the journey. It's the journey. Always, you're always hearing that, right? Well, there's a reason why you're hearing that. It's real. It's true. And that's what I feel like when it comes to this record and the next record, really. You know, it feels great.
No, that's wonderful. And I think that in some ways, waiting 10 years for a project like this to come along must actually feel better, because I guess you must go through a point, you know, when it's like, oh, 7, 8 years and I haven't put anything out, you know, is that me done? But I think the fact that getting into a situation where obviously you're very happy with the way life is at the moment.
Exactly.
Makes you freed up.
It's
right?
Real.
Yeah.
Like we gain weight, we lose weight, we gain weight, we lose weight, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, time to tighten up. I'm going to sit down and relax for this winter, you know. It's real life. Man, am I ever grateful to understand that, to get that, you know, life is like this. It doesn't matter if you're Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, or Jodie Rafoul, or Dale Butler. It doesn't matter who you are. Life is like this. The whole idea is to really make sure you enjoy the great times and make sure you understand you have to ride the low times. And everybody has them. Is you celebrate the good things and you tough out the bad things.
So you mentioned you had 30 songs that you...
32, yeah.
32 that yeah. You had coming together when you started to work on these two albums.
There's actually more. We actually recorded 32. There were actually more, but 32 is what we recorded. It was a blast. 2.5 years inside the house using old David Bowie techniques, you know, lining up mics down the hallway, using the old staircase. I have an old home with a 9-foot ceiling, and it's like the big front room is like 34 by 18. So it's like a big studio, except you feel the love of the house. You know, on this record, you can hear some birds in the background. The next record, man, can you ever hear birds and dogs and cats outside, you know, kids jumping in and out of the house from school. But the track was cool, so we kept it, you know. So you're hearing pitter-patter and stuff.
Well, and I think especially when you have something, you know, an album that is so clearly autobiographical, being able to allow these parts of the record to come through. And
no rules.
I think it shines through how much you love your home and love your hometown, right?
That you're exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I want that to shine through. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, this guy loves Leamington. Well, you're damn right I do. And this guy loves his family. You're damn right I do. This guy loves his friends. You're darn right I do. And he loves his music. My music is my life, and my life is my music. I've never been able to separate that. Never. So I'm just going to go with it.
So who plays on this album with you? Are there members of your regular band?
Yes, a couple of them. But a couple of them get quite nervous when they're coming to the studio. They're phenomenal talents, all of them. But yeah, Wes Buckley played on some of it. You know Wes, you've met Wes before. Wonderful Wes Buckley. Garrett Belonik is another guitar player who plays with us as well. He played on a lot of the lead tracks, lead guitar tracks. My drummer, Todd Glass, played drums on maybe 3/4 of the tracks. I played the others. And Marty Back, the engineer, played on some. You know, we had Josh Zaleb from Windsor playing on the bass. Kelly Oche on the piano and background vocals. My cousin Amanda, great singer as well. Both of them great singers on a lot of the background vocals. Kelly played some piano. I played some piano. Mr. Chill, Kelly Hoppy, one of the finest harmonica players in the country. He's all over the record and playing horns on the record as well too. So it was a beautiful ride, I'll tell you.
It certainly sounds like that. And that clearly comes through when we're chatting just now. I'd like to go back to the album and play another song. And the song that I wanted to play is a beautiful song, I'm So In Love With You. I sense that comes out of the good feelings that have developed over the last few years.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. The story behind that song is I was just divorced in 2007, and I was living in my mother's basement. So, you know, and my second son, Peter, was over to visit me. I was jamming on this melody, the melody of the song. I had been jamming that for about 3 months, jamming that melody, which is so common. C, step down, A minor, step up, F, you know. Same, it's common. There are like 100 hits with that same chord progression, if you will. Just alter the melody a little bit. But anyway, Peter was there and he was listening to me as I was jamming. He was checking out my new Mac computer, my little MacBook laptop, under the stairs in the basement. He just started humming this melody, the melody that you hear on the song, you know, oh, 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 you know. And I pulled up my phone and recorded us doing it, and it was like about honest to God, Janet, it was about 20, 25 minutes of us doing the same thing over and over. But we were to the top of our lungs. Oh, you know. And it was beautiful. And something I'll never forget. And we recorded it and we videotaped it just because it was cool. I think he had just turned 12 at the time. Years later, when we went to record what became Weigel Street, I played this melody. So I went back to the computer and played this melody for Marty, the engineer. And he was like, man, you got to write some words to this. I said, I've been trying for years. Billy and I have been traipsing through the house playing this melody for years. Honestly, it's, you know. But a couple of days later, I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought, why don't you write about the day it happened? So the lyric came just super 4 or 5 minutes. It was just like, I wrote about the day the kid came over to the house. I was jamming on the thing, you know, and it just took me away from the terrible, you know, things happen and during divorce, as you well know, you know, and it just took me away from there. And it was like a very defining moment in the rebuilding of our relationship, believe it or not. I'm sure he doesn't quite remember it the same way, or maybe he does. I don't know. You know, I'll leave that to him. But it was as honest could be. So, and if it translates to you, and you told me that you kind of dig the tune, well, I hope it rings with you.
It's funny because you just gave me goosebumps, and usually I like a goosebump in moment in every interview, so I just had it. But the first line, "Hello from the basement of Madame Marie," so that's your mum, right?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes.
I actually do love the fact that you titled the album 9 Weigel Street, Leamington, Ontario, because I think that really shows the love coming through.
Right. Well,
in this song.
The record was supposed to be called A Long Way Back, which is really the title track. It's a long way back to Weigel Street, to the humble beginnings when you are divorced and, you know, you need to lean on people you love and you're injured inside and you know... And other people are injured because of your actions. It was a long journey back 4 blocks from my house. And my parents, during the making of this record, sold Weigel Street. So I decided to call it 9 Weigel Street as a tribute to them. And that's why we changed the title.
Let's play that just now. This is Jody Raffoul with I'm So In Love With You from his wonderful new album. It's entitled 9 Weigel Street, Leamington, Ontario, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I'm so in love with you.
That's Jody Raffoul with I'm So In Love With You from his great new album entitled 9 Weigel Street, Leamington, Ontario. Jody's our special guest in the studio today. You probably realize I'm quite excited about having him come into the studio to chat.
I'm excited. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so pleased because we've got these wonderful shows coming up. Now, I know that they're all doing very well ticket-wise. I think you have two dates that are
sold out.
Pretty yeah. sold out. You still have, there's still tickets available for the Sunday.
Yes, the Friday and Saturday are sold out. The Sunday is here, and thinking that maybe we might have been able to
Do another one.
Yeah.
You have it regularly.
But somebody's got the theater booked on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I can grease their pockets.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure they'd be happy to welcome you back for another one. Let's talk about the show itself, because you're going to have your son, Billy, open the show. Now, he's doing tremendously well in L.A. He has a what appears to be a great label deal out there, making some really interesting music.
He's signed to Interscope Records, and he has Vector Management as his management team, and CAA as his booking agency. And he has the best of all three of those companies working with him. Yeah, he's got a heck of a team. He's doing well. He's making the most of his break, if you will.
But it's interesting because it's quite a different music business from your early days.
Oh my goodness!
And you mentioned early on about this, the way that labels would dictate things now, because streaming has become so important. Music gets released in a completely different way.
Singles, exactly.
Yeah it's gone back to the days of the 50s.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I get that, that's actually correct.
Yeah.
It's gone back to the days of the 50s. Singles, Billy has not even put out a record yet, but
he hasn't put out an LP, yeah.
He has put out an LP, but not a full.
Not a full album.
Right.
Yeah.
An EP, I'm so sorry. An EP he's put out. His current single is called Forever. It's number 11 right now on the AAA charts, and that's a big chart.
Yeah.
That's a serious chart, and it's gaining steam. And they were expecting maybe it to get the top 40, which it did early, but it kept climbing, so it's better than a base hit for him. And like I said, he's taking full advantage of it. And he called me and said, "Hey, Dad, I got an idea. You know, for your CD release, how would you feel if I opened the show and I played, your songs acoustically?"
Oh, neat. Yeah.
"From your past record." And he's going to be narrating the show, basically leading the crowd into our new record.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So Billy's opening. Now, your other son, Peter, is with a music career. He's doing pretty well. I think he also has a label deal.
He just signed a big deal with Atlantic, just as good as Billy's Interscope record deal. Pete signed a beautiful deal with Atlantic Records, and he's living in Nashville and really loving writing songs with some great writers out there. And he's taking piano lessons from a great concert pianist, and he's got a great label behind him too. Peter Gambarg over at Atlantic New York City is behind him 100%, and they're giving him the right attention. And you know what? To be honest with you, Jan, I'd have my face right in there if anyone was going to mess with them. I've messed around slightly inside the bubble, plenty on the outside of the bubble for so many years that I'm going to make sure that my children, and thank God they got both of them have great teams behind them. And
well, it must make you so proud to see them both doing so well.
Yeah, what I'm really proud of is I mean they're talented, but there's talent everywhere. They don't abuse it. Great learners. They're humble, respectful, and I always like to say they earn the party. They don't go out and, party and then go to sleep and go all the next day and lose the next day. I always tell them, if you're gonna go out and hang with your friends and get let loose and get wild and crazy, you get your ass up the next day and go to work. I don't care what it is you're doing. You get up and do your thing. You can get into that rut really quick and really easy, and it's happened to so many people, especially talented people. So I'm very proud. I'm proud of their work ethic, and their determination. Their ability to learn. They're sponges, both of them. So I couldn't be more proud.
Great. Well, these three shows are obviously going to be wonderful. I'm just curious as to what else you have on the docket specifically for Jody Raffoul, Jody Raffoul Band. Will there be other shows release the album after?
Yes, there's one in the making. right now, and I just got some confirmation that I'll be able to just kind of leak it out there that, you know, July 1st time down at the amphitheater in Leamington on the new big stage. So Canada Day, I might be releasing the second record. So it's called Be More.
Be More.
Well, so it's like, it's a B, capital B.
Right.
A small E, capital M, capital O, capital R, little E with a little French thingy on the top. It's got a few meanings.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, it's obviously the people of Leamington are really proud of you, and I think that certainly a lot of people are. People talk to me all the time, and I think it's just so wonderful that you decided to stay in Leamington. You know, coming back again and really making it as your home is just so important.
Can I be honest? I'll tell you something right now. You know, if I would have been this household name in the business, so just say if I would have taken it to the next level, I probably never would have been, I might not even be here. The timing wasn't right for me. You know, when I was my son Billy's age, he was in his mother's stomach, you know, and I chose what I knew. And that was get your butt home and take care of business. Music, I knew at that point, was, like I said before, a part of me, my life, and my life is my music. So wherever I go, I'm going to be able to play music. Had I gotten the big break, if you will, I would have probably come back here if I was alive and stayed here and tried to be, you know, the community, a community guy of some sort, you know, because, you know, nobody's better than anybody. Everybody has something that they're really good at. And I feel so lucky and grateful that I can actually express myself through music, something that's always made me feel way better.
No, that's great. Right. Now, it's not just Jody Rafool and the Jody Rafool Band that you work on. You're also, we're getting around to that time of year when you're involved with the Saints. They have their big Slaying Hunger show taking place in Windsor. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's our eighth record. We've done eight records. It's been amazing. I mean, for the last 4 years, over 4,000 people at Caesars. Every year, the tickets get better and better and better as far as the sales. I mean, and every year, we sell more and more of the CDs, and the food banks are getting a better check every single year. And everybody wins. Christmas time, people come out and see it. A holiday season show. We used to call it a Christmas show, but now it's a holiday season show because you can only do so many Christmas songs, you know.
And the new album is entitled Love is the Answer. I think the show's on December the 21st.
Yes, right? Friday, December 21st, and it's entitled Love is the Answer. Love is the Answer is an original track on the record of mine, which is on Big Sky, if you remember Big Sky.
And who else plays in the Saints with you?
We have Kelly Hoppy, Mr. Chill from Big Sugar. We have Kelly Oche on the piano and background vocals and lead vocals. We got Wes Buckley on the guitar. Jeff Burrows from Tea Party on the drums. We got the Twisted Sisters. I don't know if you know who these girls are. Two sisters, Stephanie and Liz. And we have, and they're fun. And we have Marty Back, who is the engineer who owns the studio where we recorded everything. He also plays percussion and he fills in on keys and some guitar as well. And we usually have a big choir, and we have specialty people come in playing horns and strings and so on. Oh, David Seren on the bass guitar. Oh my goodness, sorry, David.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. Remember that Slaying Hunger, the actual event is December the 21st at Caesars in Windsor. You can go to slayinghunger.com if you want to get more information and pick up tickets. It's been an absolute pleasure having you join us today.
Thank you.
If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, now I've got this wonderful manager. His name is Andrew, young guy who understands the wizardry of social media. He is the wizard of social media. I didn't word that right. And he gets it. And that's all over that Instagram and Facebook stuff that, you know, I can barely spell. You know,
all the good stuff.
All the good stuff. Yeah, it's all over there. We released two singles, actually, on the new record. And the third single will be released before the record. And the record will be released on the day of the first show in Leamington.
No, that's great. And remember, you can also check out the website, which is jodyrafool.com as well. We got one thing left to do, and that's to pick the final song to play. Mm-hmm. And I thought we should play A Long Way Back, because we've talked about the fact that this is kind of, it would have been the title of the album. It's certainly the song that gives the title to the album.
I can't believe you caught that.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, I can't believe you caught that, because you caught it without even knowing the story. And it was, we were talking a little earlier. So the song A Long Way Back is about the journey from Clark Street, where I actually live now again. That's a long story. But where I was living before I was divorced, and then four blocks down to 9 Weigel Street back. It's a long way back to Weigel Street. It's a long way back to where you come from, to lean on the people that you, like I was telling you earlier, that you need in times of trouble. You know, it's the truth about the journey back home and the longing for answers and help from the inside. You know, so you work it from the inside, you fix it from the inside, and the rest of the shit doesn't matter. You know, then you're back on track. And man, am I grateful to my mother and my father for helping me out. You know.
No, that's great. Jody Rafool, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you join us in the studio
today.
Pleasure's
all mine. Thank you, sweetie.
This is Jody Rafool with A Long Way Back from his great new album, 9 Weigel Street, Leamington, Ontario. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
I know.